Can you tell me where you were Friday night?
I was in the city, and then I went to visit my husband.
You mean your ex-husband? It's my understanding that the woman who has gone missing was his nanny.
Rachel, why are you here?
Because I'm helping find Megan.
I don't think you're helping anybody.
I saw your wife with someone.
Megan has a therapist. Is that who you saw?
What happened that night in the tunnel?
Okay, here's the deal. Based on the best-selling book, The Girl on the Train is a thriller which can leave you guessing as to what's real and what isn't. The story follows Emily Blunt as a woman who rides a train every day to the city and watches the houses as she goes past. She invents a story behind what appears to be the perfect couple, but when that woman goes missing, she inserts herself into the investigation and we discover some connection she already has. There are some great performances in the movie, and it's an interesting run that did keep me guessing for a bit. However, there's a lot of crazy in the film spread across all the characters, making it difficult to find sympathy. Perhaps it could have been named The Crazy Girl on the Crazy Train by the crazy houses where the crazy people live. The Girl on the Train gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.